2012 had more domestic violence homicides than 2011 did. There were 48 victims, 52 deaths, meaning some of the perpetrators either killed themselves or they were killed during the incident. 86% of those were male perpetrators of the victims. What kind of stuck out this year is that 25% of all the victims were children, and there were four incidents where there were at least three or four people involved. There were more counties in 2012 that had DV homicides. There were 21 counties in 2012 compared to 12 counties in 2011. So, you know, I hate to say that it's becoming more widespread, but it hits every region of the state, you know, rural, city, medium size, everywhere. Firearms are still the most common weapon used, although there are other things involved, such as strangulation and stuff like that. But firearms are the most, and many of them were not legally supposed to be possessing firearms at the time of the incidents.
What's happening to try and make this less of a problem?
Well, as always, as has been our mission for many, many years, is that we are always trying to raise awareness. And that's what October, being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, is all about, is to reach out to people that may not know about our services at all, to reach out to people who may be in some kind of a dangerous situation and they're afraid to reach out for help, or you know, they're not really sure what they should do. All of our services are completely confidential and free, whether somebody needs to just talk on the phone, come into the office, or if they need to literally flee a dangerous situation.